Engineers at NASA continued to fret in private over possible tile damage to the Space Shuttle Columbia on the day before it broke up over Texas. In a series of emails released by NASA today, they played out what-if scenarios about tile damage to the left wing and concluded that the shuttle could lose its left wing and break up high in the atmosphere. Joining us to talk about the newly released emails is NPR's Richard Harris. And Richard, who was writing these emails and why?
Well, Robert, these were largely lower-level engineers, partly at Langley, NASA Langley, which is in Virginia. These are guys who are specialists in the landing gear. And they'd been asked earlier in the week, what if scenarios about the landing gear? What if the wheel well heated up, the shuttle heated up, would the landing gear survive? And so they'd been thinking about this a bit and decided, even after they got word from Houston that there was a tile analysis done and the tile seemed to be going to hold and everything looked all right, they decided they would keep talking about this a little bit.
This was an analysis called for because of what had happened at launch?
That's exactly right.
Well, what were they saying to each other in these emails and emails as late as the day before the crash?
Well, I think the key quote comes from William Anderson, who on the day before the crash said, first, why are we talking about this on the day before landing and not the day after launch? And then he goes on to say, if there were evidence on this flight that we were missing some tiles or some RCC, I might be worried. And RCC is the material on the front of the wing. So then they go and debate back and forth about if there really were damage, what would be the best thing to do? A belly landing, a crash landing in the water, or to have the crew bail out? And they ultimately decided to bail out, although one of the people who was in this email loop was in mission control, and he said, bailout's the best recommendation, quote, assuming the wing doesn't burn off before we can get the crew out.
You're describing a conversation by email among what you describe as fairly low-level analysts. How high did their conclusions get?
Well, they got medium-high, but they never got up to the people in mission control who were making these decisions. Remember that back then, people really thought that the issue had been brought to a close. Boeing had done an analysis of the tile and decided there would be damage, but it shouldn't cause any harm. So these guys were sort of spinning out what would happen. One of the interesting emails, though, that I looked at just a few minutes ago was one that was referring to the fact that they had asked the folks in the Air Force if they would gear up to actually examine this shuttle in some manner. And they don't specify exactly how, but this request went to Cheyenne Mountain, which is the part of the Air Force that tracks space debris and looks for incoming ballistic missiles and things like this. So they presumably have some pretty significant ability to look at things in orbit. And they had made the request, a fairly low-level person made the request, and then retracted it. He said, you know, I told them that they could turn off their system, which was in high gear to get the data. In retrospect, I probably should have let them go, as they might not respond as well next time if we cried wolf on STS-107, that being the NASA designation for this mission. So some people thought, let's look at it, but they ended up not doing that.
Does the release of these emails contradict what NASA officials were saying earlier about the awareness of a problem on the flight?
Does not contradict their saying that they had an analysis that they believed showed that the shuttle would survive. These guys were not questioning the analysis. They said the analysis, they accepted NASA's decision that the analysis was good, but they were saying, well, what if it were wrong? How bad could it be?
Okay, thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris.